Children do not always appreciate what parents do for them. They have short memories. Their concern is not what mom and dad did for them yesterday, but what mom and dad are doing for them today, right now. The past is meaningless, and so is the future. They live for the present, whereas those who are mature are deeply appreciative for the past, present, and future. Thanksgiving is the language of heaven, and we need to learn it here before we get to heaven. Just as we who are parents are committed to teaching our children to say thank you, God also is committed to teaching his children gratitude. Many of us don't think too often about gratitude. Author William A. Ward convicts us when he said, God gave you a gift of 86,400 seconds a day. Have you used one of them to say thank you? One out of 86,400 to say thanks, to show gratitude. That's 0.00001%. Remember the days before Kindles and iBooks when we used to have to go to libraries to get a book? I remember having to read newspapers on microfiche film and going through card catalogs to locate where the books were on the shelves. My family and I still use the library occasionally, and we always seem to have one overdue book because my children can't find them in order to return them. Most of us who frequent libraries have brought back overdue books and paid the few pennies fine. It's irritating, of course, but it's what we get for being so forgetful. When I read this story about fines, our family's fines didn't seem nearly so terrible. His name was George, and he borrowed books from the New York University Library, but never returned them. In fact, he'd hoarded more than 500 books. That's taking overdue books to a new level. The police finally called on him to get him to pay his fine and return the books. His fine exceeded $31,000. Couldn't pay it. So George was hauled into court where he faced grand larceny charges, meaning possible jail time. The 44-year-old was charged with possession of stolen property. It's kind of a funny story, and yet it's all so irritatingly sad. How can a man let so many books be overdue and neglect to return them? I think worse than overdue books are overdue thank yous to God. I am in arrears in gratitude to God. Stephen Furtick once said, you can't be grateful for something you feel entitled to. And the truth is, you're not entitled to anything because it's all a gift from God. 1 Corinthians 4:7 is one simple sentence that sums up the motive of our gratitude. What have you that was not given to you? Meister Eckhart said, the most important prayer in the world is just two words long, thank you. I owe a lot of those to God today. I'm betting you do too. How about we pause today and give God one out of 86,400 seconds, and we say thank you.